You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Locked On Cavaliers podcast. As always, I am Chris Manning, your host from FearTheSorta.com and The Step Back. Today, we are recapping the Cavs' win over the Milwaukee Bucks. They took down the Bucks 124-119 at home on Tuesday night in Cleveland. That gets the Cavs back to 5-6, 3-4 at home. Their first win in what feels like a long time helps them rebound from the win over the Hawks, builds on what they did against the Wizards, and is the second win for the Cavs in this young season against Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Leading the way, Kevin Love, 32 points, 9 of 14 from the field, 14 of 16 from the line. No three-pointers for Kevin Love, 16 boards as well for him. He's the only player this year to score at least 30 points in the Bucks. Him and LeBron are the only two players to do that this year. LeBron James, 30 points, 10 of 20 from the field. And J.R. Smith made his big return for the Cavs in hitting 5 of 7 threes, scoring 20 points, and playing good defense. And Giannis led all scorers with 40 points. The Cavs, again, win this game 124-119. And are set this up to as they go on a road trip where they're going to play the Rockets on Thursday, the lowly Dallas Mavericks on Saturday, and then face the Charlotte Hornets next week. Before we get into the rest of today's show, where we will cover the good, the bad, the player of the game, the stat of the game, all of the normal stuff you hear on this podcast, plus, because I was at the game, some audio from J.R. Smith and Kevin Love, I'm going to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Draft. Now, if you're a big fantasy basketball fan, listen up. If you love fantasy basketball, then you need to try my new favorite app, and that's Draft. It's daily fantasy basketball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Here's how it works. It's just a draft that lasts for one night, and there's no management. You just draft it, you set it, and you forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. You don't make trades, there's no waiver wire, and it even takes care of last-minute injuries for you if someone gets hurt or can't play. Drafts start every few minutes, so you can come and join right now. And the best part, you can play for cold hard cash. You can win money doing this. And if you're in a league against me, you're probably going to beat me. You're going to take my money. And what's better than that? And drafts start from just $1, so there's a new draft for everyone. It's affordable, and no, there's no salary cap. You can play in real life snake draft just like you play with your friends in a season long league. So today, it's Draft Wednesday across the entire Locked On Network. Come join me on Draft today. Download the app at any time. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on draft.com, whatever you want. And if you play on your computer, you get these nice push notifications that will allow you to see what's going on in the game as you go. But for a limited time only, all new players get a free entry. That's right, a free entry when you make your first deposit. But all you have to do is use the promo code LOCAVS, that's L-O-C-A-V-S, and you get a free entry on your first deposit. So go play Draft today, use that promo code LOCAVS, and come take my money. Play in the Locked On Fantasy League. I'll make a draft if enough of you seem interested, but use Draft. It's a lot of fun, and use that promo code and get your a first entry free on your first deposit. Okay, so the good from Cavs Bucks. Let's start with J.R. Smith. He, to me, was huge. He was someone that was really good for the Cavs to get going. You had Ty Lue coming into this game talking about how he needed J.R. Smith to be more of a gunslinger. Now, he was iffy on defense to start, but this is the Smith the Cavs need, and that J.R. Smith really should be all the time. He hit threes, five of them. He cut off ball. He made tough shots, and he was being aggressive. The Cavs did run some sets for him to get him going, like they've done with Kyle Korver, but this was really J.R. Smith getting back into a rhythm. If you heard what Dwayne Wade had to say after the Hawks game, he talked about how it seemed like, from his perspective, J.R. was not in a rhythm and that he was trying to find himself in this new team. And you could certainly make the argument that J.R. Smith has been the most disrupted player from the Dwayne Wade arrival and everything else that has happened with Derrick Rose and all these new guys. So getting J.R. Smith playing like this, hitting his shots, hitting tough shots, mind you, and the type of threes we know J.R. Smith loves to take and hit. That was really, really big for this team. It was a big reason they won this game, and it's something they need to continue going forward. J.R. Smith had a bad year last year. They really missed his shooting. They missed his defense as he dealt with an injury and the health concerns with his daughter. He came in this year healthy, no contract issues. Dwayne Wade comes in, kind of disrupts his early season flow. He has to find his role, and I think he's perfect as that starting two guard. Maybe starting Wade against will make sense. They certainly play together well, I think, in the fourth quarter. But you have to like what you saw to J.R. Smith in this game. He was just excellent. And speaking of excellent, Kevin Love, so good as well on offense. This is the second time this year that he has dominated the Bucks' smaller lineup, something that the Cavs really are going to have to do in order to be successful against a team that is as long and aggressive as Milwaukee. And it also got Kevin the line as much as possible. They didn't really have him spotting up like we normally see him do. This was a Kevin Love who was pounding the ball inside, making Thon Maker, making John Henson in foul trouble, dealing with smaller players, just really dominating in this part of the game. And maybe more importantly and more impressively for Love in this game, he was very energetic and active, and this was on defense and on the glass in particular. He was engaged, he was following up for offensive rebounds, something kind of filling in what Tristan Thompson normally does. He was protecting the rim some, as the team's is five in a lot of ways, and this was the best Kevin Love we've definitely seen on the end this year. Just look at the block he had on Giannis. I wrote about this play. You can find that story. It'll be up at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, November 8th, if you're listening to this podcast in the morning. But he had a play where he's at the rim. He's in help defense, basically. And he blocks Giannis, who spins on Jay Crowder. Crowder gets the ball, pushes the ball up the floor, and Love doesn't end up shooting. JR ends up hitting a three that puts the Cavs ahead somewhere in the third quarter. But Love making that effort, I mean, meeting Giannis at the rim was huge. When he does that, he's never going to be a great defender. You saw him struggle still in this game, and Giannis was still incredible. But this was huge for Kevin Love, and him being this good on offense, being that engaged on the glass and on defense, he pulled down 16 rebounds, 8 on the offensive glass in this game. Kevin Love was awesome. In my mind, he was the best player on the team, and you have to love what you got out of him, and it was a complete opposite of what he was against the Atlanta Hawks over the weekend, where he was a complete non-factor. Before we continue here, just as a reminder, you can find all of the Locked On podcasts in one place on iTunes. Just go to iTunes, go to whatever podcast app you prefer, and search the Locked On NBA and find your favorite podcast today. When you want to find Locked On Packers, if you're an NFL fan, if you want to find Locked On Pistons, any Locked On NBA pod, just search Locked On and you can find them all in one feed. So go do that today. Another good thing about this game, the Cavs were able to succeed in the beginning of the fourth by running a weird lineup that's, again, somehow worked. It was Wade, Shumpert, Korver, J.R. Smith, Jeff Green at the five in this lineup. Played just under 6 minutes before LeBron and Love returned, and it was a plus four with Giannis on the floor for most of it. It's a group we've not seen before. Dwayne Wade said after the game that it had not really worked together in practice and that they definitely had used it in the game, but it worked. And getting through those minutes as a net positive, in my mind, really sealed the win for the Cavs. Big, big win for them, and this lineup was a big reason why. A few smaller things we won't get into too much detail on. Amon Shumpert was really good in his return. I thought he only freelanced the one time, was good on defense, made effort, was running the floor pretty well, and you have to like what you saw to him. The Cavs adjusted their defense versus Giannis over time. Now, Giannis was getting single coverage a lot of this game, spinning on Jay Crowder, who put in work, but just you're not going to defend Giannis. Eventually, Kevin Love, other guys started helping on him because instead of having the Bucks post up Jay Crowder or switch or run a pick and roll to get Giannis onto a Wade or a J.R. Smith or somebody else, Derrick Rose a few times, they were able to do situations where they were able to double him and make him work a little bit more, and that was a really, really smart adjustment, and I think it was another reason why the Cavs were able to kind of slow him down more so as much as you can in the second half. And then Wade, I would say that in this game, he looked like he found more of a role that he hadn't really had before. This was a guy who was dominating. This was a guy who is used to pounding the ball, and it's what he did against the Hawks when he had his best game as a Cav. He seemed more in control in this game, ran the units he was in, When there's no LeBron or Love, when they come in, he pushes back a little bit, lets them do their thing, takes a step back, and seems to fit in. And in this game, too, he was really, really playing hard on defense, and he blocked Giannis at one point, which was kind of an incredible thing to see live. But he was good in this game. Have to like we saw to Wade, and I think this is a step towards him finding that role as he still gets settled in with the Cavs. As we move on to the bad, not a whole lot bad in this game. Defense could still obviously be a little bit tighter. I think Kevin Love needs to continue to be with bench units. You saw the second quarter when things fell apart a little bit. It was Wade and kind of the same guys you saw him play with in the fourth quarter, including him and Rose for a little bit. Don't like that. Korver was only 1-for-4, and when he's not shooting better than that, his value drops a little bit for this team. No chanting for I. Don't like that either. I think he, if you're not going to play Love, why not play him with those second units in certain spots? At least you're getting floor spacing. I don't think the how they defended Crowder or defended with Crowder on Giannis all the time really made sense. But the big thing for me is Derrick Rose is a problem. Tyronn Lue praised Rose's aggressiveness after the game and said he's okay with the turnovers that Rose had. Rose had 4 versus 2 assists in this game because they're aggressive turnovers. But in my mind, that's not helping. He had 4 turnovers again versus just 2 assists. He had a really bad, this is just kind of not quite as bad, but a bad game against the Hawks as well. He had issues defending and leaving guys open. He only made positive impacts for the first 2 times he attacked the rim. The Cavs are having him play for the moment because they need to. He scored a little bit in this game. That's kind of what he does. But he's really struggling to find other players. He's really struggling to actually create and be a driving kicker like the Cavs envisioned. Without question, he's been the worst player on the floor for the Cavs. So they really miss Isaiah Thomas for one. What Rose's role looks like when he's on a minutes restriction for the full year. Dwayne Wade should be ahead of him. All these things. I think he's been bad, and I really do think he was the worst player in this game for the Cavs. Player of the game, Kevin Love. LeBron was great. Didn't even really talk about him, but J.R. Smith was also so good. But Love was the best we've seen him this season. He was so active on the glass, so active dominating post position. And when he's like this, and he's not like he was against the Hawks, it's a huge, huge deal for the Cavs. It's Minnesota Kevin Love to an extent. It is everything they wanted. And notably, he has excelled in both games against the Bucks this year. He's dominated their length this play inside, really hit the glass. And if the Cavs face the Bucks in the playoffs, he'd be a big reason why I would pick them to advance, even with all their issues right now. But this is a big one for the Cavs, especially a big performance from Kevin Love. And the stat of the game is actually a Kevin Love stat. He was 9-of-14 from the field, all inside the three-point arc, and he also made 14 free throws. Again, the first player to score 30 points against the Bucks this year, now along with LeBron. And after as he joked after the game, whatever the clinic gave him for his illness worked, and you have to appreciate Kevin Love being a little bit healthier. But that is going to be it for today's show. The Cavs are back. Thursday, against the Houston Rockets for a 2-game swing. They go to face the Mavs on Saturday. As we get out of here, you are going to hear clips from J.R. Smith and Kevin Love, their post-game interviews. You'll hear those, and that'll be it for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow with an episode with Mike Zavagano from Fear the Sword talking about the Cavs' offense. Hope you guys enjoy that, and then your game recaps on Friday after the Rockets game and on Sunday after the Mavericks game. But for the Locked On Cavaliers podcast and draft, again, use that promo code LOCAVS and use your first entry for free on your first deposit. And hope you guys see you guys playing there. Add me and CWM rights. Again, subscribe and rate the podcast on whatever podcast feed you use. If you're on iTunes, please, those 5-star rating interviews are the best way to support the podcast aside from listening to it. And without further ado, here is J.R. Smith and Kevin Love from Cavs Bucks. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, so successful.
Just went back to my old mentality, shoot every time I touch it. And fortunately, just it went the right way, I will say that. I was just less thinking involved, just playing, playing the way I like to play. And after that, then I can start scaling back. But doing too much thinking is just not enough playing.
Yeah, do you think that you changed the way that you were playing early on to try to help the team, like it came from a good place?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody keeps telling me to be aggressive, take your shots. And fortunately for me, there's not really too many shots I don't think I'm open on. So, I mean, I shoot those. And, you know, depending on how it works out with them, if it's going to the right place or not, then just try to do something else. But fortunately, you know, made my first three and just trickled down.
Why was tonight that night to say, screw it, I'm going to shoot every time I touch it?
I don't know, honestly. I just thought about it when I was on my way to the arena today. I mean, I talked to my dad, talked to my mom, you know, pretty much like I always do on the way to the arena. And I was like, you know what, the hell with it. I'm just, you know, go back to my old way of playing, just shoot, and see if I get myself out of this thing.
So why get away from that in the first place? Why get away from the, I'm going to shoot every time I touch it?
Because on this team, obviously, we got enough playmakers and enough guys who can score. My role has changed throughout my career to more of a defensive player now. Obviously, I'm a threat on the offensive end, but, I mean, just try to be more of a threat and a defensive presence for my teammates, trying to over-communicate, make sure guys are where they're supposed to be. It's a big responsibility, so I'll just try to take that on my shoulders because everybody else got enough stuff.
You really feel that way, that you're now your main priority on this team is defensively?
Absolutely, especially for the wings. I mean, I got to be there communicating with, you know, because obviously I'm guarding probably the best guy out there on the wing, myself and Jay until the lineup switched back. So, absolutely. I mean, I got to take the initiative. If I don't, then I can't expect somebody else to.
Has anyone told you that specifically, that, hey, listen, your priority now is defensively?
No.
I think they might tell you something different.
Probably, but I like my role. I'm very comfortable in it. Since I've been here, it's been more of a, two-way player. So guys like to say, just try to, you know, score when I do have it or when I can make a play. And on the defensive end, just go out there and pester the other guy on the other end. So fortunately, it's been successful since I've been here, so I just got to try and keep it up.
Going in, you were going to be more inside than outside?
No, I just wanted to establish myself early in the paint, maybe get some easy buckets, because I kind of felt myself drifting a little bit the last few games. So, but I thought we did a good job of being aggressive and, we all played in the paint and got to the bonus early. So I think that helped us, got to the free throw line a bunch of times. I don't know what our final count was, but I think that translated throughout the entire game and the aggression was there. Some things, I mean, naturally it's been there for us where we have to clean it up on the defensive end, but we felt like we did a good job.
They're tall with a lot of length. How are you able to be so successful inside against that length?
Just being physical, that's something that I need to bring to the table, when Tristan's out, just because, at the five, as far as that position goes, we're, lacking a guy like Tristan, who's so physical and on the offensive glass. So it's, easier said than done to try to pick up for him, but, got to try to do it.
What are they putting that IV?
Right? I don't know. Whatever they gave me, I might go back. I check myself in tonight.
Kevin, you guys aren't playing all around like you want to, but Ty said that a win in Washington the other night was a little bit of a turning point and that it was a tough game on the road. Did you feel that way, that maybe you guys got something out of that game you can use going forward?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're a really tough team to play on the road. And I feel like they always have been. I mean, whether it's, Wall or Beal and, the guys that they have on that team, they're very, very tough to beat. They're a fast-paced team, so they, in transition, really got the ball down the court. And they're physical as well, so that was a huge, I think, win for us. And, just gave us some positive energy. I know we didn't respond well in our previous game, but, tonight we felt like we beat a good team.
Do you think it's just natural for you guys to kind of either play up or play down, with all due respect to every team, but right. You know what I mean?
We don't want to. I mean, it's like, we'd rather come out and play, because we're capable of just a high level of basketball every single game. We have a ton of talent in here, and I just keep using that word. We're absolutely capable and should be going out there and doing that. But that first unit, we can't start the games like we have. We felt like tonight we were better, but I think we still gave up 28 points. I mean, they're a good team. They live in the paint. They have guys that can shoot, and Giannis and a number of their players make big plays. But we need to be better in that first unit.